Have summary remembrances of Mahavishnu Maharaj. Yesterday morning, actually before I even did the podcast, I'd managed to speak to him. I'd been trying to speak to him ever since I heard his condition, but somehow or another I got to speak to doctor once and leave a message, and I sent some SMSs, but I wasn't able to directly communicate with him. But yesterday, by Krishna's grace, it was successful, and he couldn't talk. He wasn't speaking. I spoke to him, and that speaking could have been a little better because his servant didn't speak so well English and was also a bit, understandably, nervous or excited. So, but still, I was able to talk to Maharaj for a few minutes and express my well wishes. And then I went over to the temple and started writing, because the last couple of weeks, the portion that I've been writing on, I've been doing in the morning over in the temple room. I just got the news that he'd left his body. So I was really happy that I was able to do that when I spoke to Krishna Priya Prabhu in England, who's a long-standing admirer of Maharaj. He just said that he waited for you to phone. I don't know that that's the case, but in any case, we did manage to speak. Or at least I managed to speak to him. I first started meeting Mahavishnu Maharaj. I don't remember him so much from the days when he was present in Soho Street in the 80s, although he was originally was there in the UK when Srila Prabhupada came in 73 and invited Prabhupada to a program. And then there was some exchanges, and Prabhupada invited him to preach and help spread Krishna consciousness, same thing that Srila Prabhupada did with Krishna Das Maharaj in the UK. And he took, Mahavishnu Maharaj took initiation, first initiation from Jai Tirtha in 1980. And he stayed, somehow his family situation was resolved. Resolved means that he left his family, and he was living in Soho Street, deeply studying Srimad Bhagavatam for some years. And then for a certain period of time, I'm not quite clear why, but there was some dispute, and he was living outside. And I think when Bhagavata Shri Prabhu was temple president, then he brought him back in again, and that's when I get to know him better. And we're encouraging him, not just myself, but actually it was Bhagavata Shri and Keshav Bharati Maharaj who was encouraging him to take sannyas and preach, and because everyone saw what a good preacher that he was. And so on that basis, I think it was in 1993 that I gave him second initiation as well as sannyas at the same time. And he was preaching there in the UK for some time, but somehow he started to gravitate towards, I think, Benelux for a little while, and then from there it really went to India. particularly the West Coast, Dwarka area, and Singapore, and places like that. And as the years went by, he was really exclusively over in that direction, so that my opportunities to meet with him really sort of decreased when I was still in the UK, and he would come to visit. Then we would meet sometimes and talk, and when I stopped being GVC for the UK, I remember just meeting him and speaking a little when we would have Sunday kirtans. I remember a couple of times that he would come into the kirtan, and then afterwards we would speak. And what sticks out in my mind most, and probably for devotees who know him, is his deep love and faith in Srimad Bhagavatam, his taste for speaking Bhagavatam, which he did really, really well. It was not only entertaining to listen to him, but it was purifying, educational. He was a really great Bhagavatam speaker. And I believe in Dwarka, in the temple, he has devotees reading Bhagavatam 24 hours a day. That's a really wonderful thing. Like, it's 24-hour kirtan. It's like Nam Sankirtan, Bhagavat Sankirtan. In the early 90s, I had him come here to Hungary, and I'd mentioned that earlier. He was really instrumental in a all-day long press conference that we had. It wasn't just press conference, but it was actually a real conference at that time, when we were being challenged for being a cult. And he came here, spent some time, spoke about how he was a lifelong Vaishnava, as well as his family, and so bringing up an accusation that Krishna consciousness movement is some kind of cult, and that there's some kind of new religion, is an offense not only to him, but to hundreds of millions of Vaishnavas in India and the world over. And it was very effective. He is elderly. People take him very seriously, and his presentation wins people over. And now he's gone. He's left this world, gone back to Krishna, and we're bereft of another great Vaishnava. But he's left his legacy, he's left the inspiration behind to preach, just as he preached in such old age. To give things up for Krishna, as he left his family, to be attached to Srimad Bhagavatam, which is non-different than Krishna, and to remain faithful to Prabhupada's society. We had a very cordial relationship. I don't know if it's the sort of standard guru-disciple relationship. I didn't particularly think of him as a disciple, as I do with many others, first because of his age, second because of his level of Krishna consciousness. Formally, of course, that was the case, but I always try to keep in mind his seniority and let him have a reign on directing the relationship and what he felt to be most comfortable with. And so generally, when he addressed me, he would say Swami Shri. It was something nice, and it was something new. And for those devotees who are his disciples, his departure is a real blow for those who are also close to him, because there are many devotees in ISKCON that I know who were not initiated by him, but really regarded him as a Shiksha Guru, had great appreciation for him. He was a real sadhu. Others who didn't know him, well, it It's another name, another event, another Vaishnava who is going back home, back to Godhead. It's another event in the miracle of Srila Prabhupada's movement and his blessing upon us all. And whereas it's inevitable that disciples will lament, but still for us the disappearance of a Vaishnava is Tirubhav Mahotsava. It's a Mahotsava, it's a festival. It's a festival because he's achieved the perfection of life. He's brought the best out of his life by giving it to Krishna. And he's given us a ideal example to follow. So I'm going to try to arrange tomorrow a feast being prepared here in his honor. Thursday's Lord Nityananda's appearance day, so there will be a feast then anyway. So I hope that helps devotees remember Mahavishnu Maharaj a little and offer their well wishes and prayers to him. Well, he's already in a place where he is not so much in need of that, but to his followers and disciples, that they can also follow in his footsteps. That's what we want to do. We want to follow in the footsteps of the Vaishnavas, live in the association of Vaishnavas, and thus make our lives successful. Hare Krishna. Mahavishnu Maharaj Ki Jai.